Nina Mitchell has an impressive resume. She was graduated this spring from DeKalb High School with a 4.549 GPA. She was also president of her class all 4 years, and she's the first Black woman to be valedictorian at her school. And she's not the only one in her family to graduate at the top of her class. Her grandmother, Pearline Carter, was valedictorian of her class of 1959 in Coldwater, Mississippi. We are now joined by both generations. Nina, Pearline, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you for having us.
So, Nina, how has this school year, or I guess the school year that ended, how was it for you?
Well, it was a good start to the school year, but the ending was quite unconventional. For my school, we finished all online, like all the other schools, but it was kind of different because our grades were kind of different, and our teachers, we didn't really have a lot of availability to our teachers, but the ones that did make themselves available, they really tried to make sure seniors finished the year strong and finished high school on track.
You know, high school is such a, like an important thing. I heard somebody recently talking that they had some friends visiting from overseas and in New York State, and rather than, this was on a podcast I listened to, and rather than going to see some of the tourist sites, they wanted to take selfies in front of rows of high school lockers, because this idea of high school is so, you know, it's something that we've really exported around the world, and it's so mythical. I wonder, can you talk about, you know, the idea of missing out on some of the things? I've got to imagine that was difficult. You know, some of the markers, be it a graduation ceremony, prom, that kind of thing.
Yes, it was difficult for sure to miss out on all those events we've been waiting for all of high school. And it was saddening, but the most important thing was the health of our community. And in order for us to miss those events, the health had to be put first, which is completely understandable. But it did hurt a little bit to not go to that last prom or last day of school or even graduation with your friends. But hopefully when COVID starts to wrap down, maybe we can see each other one last time.
Yeah. So you graduated with, this is a, I want to say this again, a 4.549 GPA, first in your class. You have the additional honor of being the first Black woman in DeKalb High School's history to be valedictorian. When did you learn about this first?
Well, I learned about the first in my senior year. They have pictures of all the valedictorians in the library. So I was looking at all the pictures and I noticed that there are no people of color. So when I learned that, I realized it just gave me even more motivation to keep working hard and to finish on top. And then my principal said that I finished number one. I was the first Black female valedictorian, and it was the biggest honor ever. I was so proud, and I was just humbled to be such a great, finish this with such a great accomplishment.
Is there intense competition? I mean, are you friends with number two, number three? Are you guys comparing GPAs every time you get a report card, that kind of thing?
There is competition for sure, but I am friends with everyone in the top 10. We didn't really compare GPAs as much. We kind of kept our GPAs to ourselves, but we would talk about like how we did on a paper, on a test, and there's always a healthy competition, but they were all so happy for me.
And I understand you have some older brothers who were, oh gosh, must be really disappointing in the family, but they were sixth and seventh in their classes. Did you set out to beat them?
Yes, I did. I always tried to outdo my brothers. So from freshman year, I told them I'm going to outdo you guys. And they're always like, okay, well, we support you, but you know, it's really hard. But they never doubted me for a second, but they were definitely a big motivation for me.
So I understand you're not the first valedictorian in your family either. Did you know growing up that your grandmother was also the valedictorian of her high school class?
I actually did not know that. When I found out, I was surprised, but I wasn't shocked because my grandma is extremely smart and I had no doubt. I was like, wow, of course you were, grandma. But I never knew that until I graduated valedictorian. She told me. So I was like, wow, this runs in the family.
So we're joined now by Pearline Carter. Can you talk about what was your high school experience like? You were in the class of 1959 in Coldwater, Mississippi.
Yes, I was. And being in high school was a great experience for me. I was just glad to be in high school. When I enrolled in high school, I was 12 years old, and my classmates treated me like a little sister. Most of them were 2 to 3 years older than I. So as a result, I did not get to attend a lot of their gatherings. But my high school experience was a world of difference from what Nina experienced. I grew up in a small rural town population about 1500 plus. I attended a very small school. We had no computers, no calculators, basically no distractions. So there was plenty of time for me to concentrate on my studies.
No TikTok videos for the... you were in Mississippi. Why did you move to Illinois?
After college. Well, actually, I had come to Chicago. I have family here.
Okay.
So I came to Chicago my junior year in college to find employment. And I returned back to college, finished my senior year, and then came back to work. I had a job waiting for me after graduation. That's how I ended up in Chicago.
So what was it like for to find out your granddaughter would also be a valedictorian?
Well, obviously, I was so very proud of Nina, but not surprised. And the reason I wasn't surprised is because I have followed her academic progress throughout her school years, going back to kindergarten. And she's always been an excellent student, and I am just so happy that all of her hard work has paid off.
Okay. And we've got maybe less than 30 seconds left, unfortunately, our conversation. Nina, I just want to end with you. You got into an impressive list of schools, I understand, Stanford, Northwestern, Harvard, but you're going to be staying in Illinois.
Yes, I am.
Where are you going to school?
I'm going to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and I'm going with one of my brothers for a year because they both had great experiences at U of I, so they were rallying me to come to U of I, and I got offered the most selective academic scholarship there and the stamp scholarship, and the deans and the administrators of the business school just made me feel so welcome, so I knew U of I was the school for me.
All right. Well, congratulations again, Nina Mitchell, on being valedictorian. Congratulations, and thank you also to Pearlene Carter, Nina's grandmother, who was herself valedictorian of a class back in 1959 in Mississippi. Thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And that is all the time we have for the 21st today. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan's our engagement producer, and our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. Thank you to the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.